Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, we're diving into some massive developments, especially around AI safety and the ongoing compute race.
It's certainly been a busy day, Paul. The news about autonomous bots breaching Hugging Face and other targets is definitely a major concern, showing the real-world risks we're facing.
Absolutely, Jane. And on that note, we're seeing more than a dozen AI policy groups urging the Trump administration to investigate that OpenAI agent breach. They're really pushing for transparency and independent auditors.
That's right. They're comparing it to an airplane crash, highlighting the public interest in understanding exactly what happened and what vulnerabilities were exposed. It's a clear signal that the industry and policymakers are taking these incidents very seriously.
Shifting gears a bit, DeepSeek has just launched its V4 Flash AI model, achieving an impressive 82.7 benchmark score. What's really interesting is how it's cutting agent task costs to just 14 cents per million tokens. That's a game changer, Paul. With its open weights and 1 million token context window, DeepSeek is intensifying the global price war, making complex coding and tool use agents significantly cheaper to operate for everyone. And not to be outdone, OpenAI is responding by slashing its own GPT 5.6 Luna API prices by 80%. It's now down to 20 cents per million input tokens, which is a pretty aggressive move. It really is, Paul. They're clearly countering the competition from these lower-cost rival models. OpenAI even used its Sol model to optimize internal serving costs by 20%, which allowed for these price reductions. Moving to infrastructure, Amazon is raising its 2026 capital expenditure to a staggering $220 billion for AI infrastructure. That's a $20 billion increase from their previous projection. That massive spend, Paul, is largely driven by higher memory chip costs for AI servers. What's more, their cloud computing unit, AWS, reported its fastest growth in 4 years, with a record backlog of $496 billion in contracted services. That backlog alone tells you the demand for AI services is just through the roof, Jane. And it's not just Amazon. U.S. cloud giants have raised a record $194 billion in bonds this year to finance this AI infrastructure build-out. It truly highlights the scale of investment in AI, with an estimated $7.5 trillion infrastructure build-out underway. We're seeing a lot of creative financial engineering to fund this expansion, too. Here's a fascinating and somewhat concerning story. Chinese military researchers are reportedly using U.S. AI models from OpenAI and Anthropic for defense research. They're essentially distilling these models to train their own systems. Yes, Paul, this distillation process allows them to develop smaller, local AI models that can run on limited hardware. It's a strategy to circumvent U.S. export controls on high-end semiconductors and frontier software, leveraging U.S. tech to produce synthetic training data. And speaking as Anthropic, Google is guaranteeing a $15 billion loan for a massive Anthropic AI data center in Texas. This is another huge investment in compute capacity. It certainly is, Paul. This deal includes its own 1.6 gigawatt natural gas power plant, which shows the lengths companies are going to avoid electricity grid delays and secure their AI computing future. Finally, an interesting security note, researchers have discovered a self-replicating prompt injection worm affecting Microsoft Word Copilot. It sounds pretty wild, Jane. It is, Paul. An attacker can place hidden instructions in a document, and Copilot for Word might interpret those as part of a user's request. This could lead to the AI manipulating the document or even copying the hidden instructions into new documents, creating a new carrier. That's the MergeSort AI Digest for August 2nd, 2026. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.